Don't you know we're talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper. Don't you know we're talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper. While they're standing in the welfare lines, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around waiting for a promotion. Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds. Poor people gonna rise up and get their share. Poor people gonna rise up and take what's there. Don't you know you better run, 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 run. Oh, I said you better run, 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 run. Cause finally the tables are starting to turn. Talking about the revolution.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to the French Connections special edition. Here it is Saturday evening at 11:21 in the evening here on Saturday. It is the, it's the 15th day of July 2006, and my name is Daryl Bradford Smith, as you well know, and I'm here to share a few thoughts with you on events that have been taking place in our world and in the alternative press as well. Lots of things have been going on. We are seeing a ratcheting up of the activity in the Middle East, of course, which is part of what we knew they were going to do. Interestingly enough, no one, including myself, ever knew that it would be the Israelis that would start it. I thought they would probably let the chumps in Washington do most of their dirty work for them, but apparently the way Bush has run this mess so far, apparently he can't get the thing started on his own. So the Israelis have taken it upon themselves to actually launch this war that all of us have been talking about for so many months and even years. And all I can think about is the suffering of this innocent group of Palestinians, Lebanese, and others who have done nothing to deserve the onslaught that's coming their way. Civilians mostly, children, women, lots of them dying, and many of them injured. Hospitals being destroyed, electric plants being destroyed. So anybody sick on a ventilator or sick in a hospital or sick at home, or all of their food rotting. Civilians, they're not Hamas warriors or anything else like this, you know, and freedom fighters, what I'd like to call the Hamas people, because you know as well as I do that the Jewish Nazis in Israel, we call them Ashkenazis, are involved. And that might sound like an anti-Semitic thing to you, but it isn't if you know the facts, if you know the truth behind this group, if you know their origins, if you know what they've done over time, if you've studied what Kessler has said and what many of the other researchers have said, what the Frankist movement was about, and all of the different sicknesses that have emanated from this particular Northern European Jewish cancer that has spread around the world. And it was spread by the British Empire and adopted well into the American society. And now it is a metastasized cancer around the world. And as you all know, cancers do not have to have 90% of your body to kill you. You can be invaded by 5% or even 4 or 3% of your body with cancer and die from it. Why? Because the places the cancer sits are in crucial places. Well, this Zionist cancer is well-placed in our world. And what they're doing is killing freedom and killing liberty and killing killing honesty, killing morality, killing all the things that we as human beings would hope for in a world that we exist in, and what we'd like for our children and our children's children. And fact is, this reality that we all share has been poisoned by this group. Poisoned. They are sickness, ladies and gentlemen. And their supporters are sicknesses as well. They are nothing less or more than evil. And I think the worst of them is the Christian Zionists, because they actually pray for the destruction that these people are unleashing on us. And how sick is that? How lost and how unaware of the facts is that? It's painful to even think about. You know, after listening to a broadcast the other day, which, by the way, we're going to get into several things about what's going on over at RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network, and you know that I was over there for seven months over there when I first started out with Mr. John Stadtmiller and company. And I called in a show that was being hosted by Christopher Bolin, and Eric Hushman was on that day with me. It was, I think, 2 or 3 days ago, and we 2 days. We were discussing Zionism, and boy, we exposed it in no uncertain terms. We talked about the Miller family and the and Ladine and Lowy, and let's do the L's for the start here, and Lauder family, and we talked about the Riches and Mark Rich and Goldman and Kahn and Loeb and Schiff and on and on, and we talked about Rothschild and Warburg and Honig and all the rest of them, and we know who these people are. We know the families that are in the top echelon of this sickness, the billionaires and multi-billionaire families that are the main support for international Zionism. And we also know that these same groups control our Congress and our Senate, both houses, Senate and Congress, and House of Representatives are bought and paid for. There's no other way that you could come to any other conclusion after seeing the way we have turned our backs on American interests and blindly got involved in murder and mayhem on behalf of Zionism. And there is an element of this that plays to the greed in this sick group. Now, these are hedonists, ladies and gentlemen. They get their kicks by titillating themselves with sickness and with power and money, and they're drunk with it. They're involved in drug peddling and pornography and white slavery, child pornography, you name it. They are the kingpins of the world's sickness. They always have been. We've got the proof of it. We've got the evidence. We've got all the things you need to read and document it, clearly documented. We have places you can go to read it. We have places you can go and find supporting evidence. We can give you the history of it, how far back it goes, even the fact that these people ran around bragging about it. Rosenthal bragged about it in an interview, and so did Untermeyer in front of his pals and friends. We know that the protocols of the Elders of Zion was based on factual information. How do we know that? What we've done is looked at the date it was written and looked at the parallels in history, and they are identical. Talking about controlling the press, controlling the banking, controlling the schools. Yeah. How they weaseled their way in Turkey is the same way they've weaseled their way in our country. They tried to do it in Spain during that Spanish empire's strength. Of course, they were there because the Spanish were rich with gold, were ripe with gold from the New World, and there was all kinds of booty to be fought over. And of course, these Zionist Jews were there trying to kill and maim and control these resources. You know, I am not able to divine the dates and times of events in the future. However, I can tell you what has transpired so far seems to fit in quite well with what we were guessing 6-8 months ago, even a year ago, that would be happening. So I fear that it will be a continuation. Many have talked about an Armageddon-type day or a moment in time where everything just falls apart. Well, I think it'll probably come rather soon, but it'll unravel on a rather steady slide downward is what my guess will be until something calamitous adds the final touches to it. You know, they're discussing in the press today, a Fed chairman out of the St. Louis office is saying that America's bankrupt. Well, we knew that already. You can see the evidence of the markets thinking so with the price of gold having risen so far this last week by about $50 per ounce. That's like a 8 or 9% rise in just a short week. And it's expected at some point to end up reaching 1,000 by the end of this year by some estimates, and as well as in the next couple of years up to 5,000 per ounce, ladies and gentlemen. Now, that in itself, because gold is money, gold is a store of value, you should be able to see that the fiat money system that was supposed to be backed by these gold deposits no longer is, and that is why it is rising so precipitously. And what we're finding out is that the decoupling of the dollar from gold was basically by a group called GATA for exposing the fraud of this upper level power base, that the money system was cheating people who bought gold. They were manipulating the price. So you can find that tape, that audio file on the site as well. I want to get into another subject here. Eric Hufschmidt went on. He was called at home cold by John Stadtmiller last night. Now, Stadtmiller had already spent a half an hour bashing Eric on his radio show. Spent a half an hour calling Eric names and actually saying that if Eric was in front of him, he'd punch him in the face and beat him up and all this other stuff. That's typical of John Stadtmiller. Many of you think you know this man and what he's like. He's quite a different human being on the radio than what you have in person. In fact, he's the most obnoxious human being, most horrible human being I've ever had to deal with in my 49 and a half years of living. He is repugnant in the extreme, this man, and I find him to be the most disgusting human I've had to run into in this Patriot movement for several reasons. One, I believe he is working for the bad guys. I believe that with all my heart. I believe that the people he is protecting on his network, such as Schimansky and others, including the people that are Fetzer and other people. Some people think it's because he's interested in helping others. Well, his history clearly says that it's something different. This man is an obfuscator, a liar, a manipulator, and I have nothing but bad things to say about him. And as far as him striking out and punching people, this is really quite typical of what this guy's like. Now, he's a little worm of a guy, and, you know, I don't know how frisky he'd be feeling standing in front of a 220-pound man like myself. I think he probably would think differently about punching me in the face, and he would be well-served not to do that, I would guess. But see, this is the kind of an act of a coward, this man. And yesterday what he did was he said... He blindsided Eric. He brought him out at the bottom of the half hour, and he had some people in wait for Eric, including Dylan Avery and this guy Bemis and another person. And it was quite clear to me that this was a setup, and what they were trying to do is paint Eric as a nut job in some way, or a liar, or an obfuscator of some note. And in fact, what they ended up doing, if you listen to the things that these loose change people say, was that the Zionists aren't involved in 9/11. The Jews didn't do anything. Well, I've called on our website and the Mathaba and many other sites that all Jews step back from 9/11 because most of them are working for the criminals, most of them. You know, we've got a 2% population of Jews in our country, ladies and gentlemen, and 70% of the investigators in 9/11 are Jewish. Is that an error or a mistake? No, it's intentional. And those people are not there to spread truth. They're liars. We've got a photograph of Mr. Bemis, and he claimed yesterday not to even be Jewish. Take a look at this guy, please. Now, that might sound like a baited racist statement just by looks, but my goodness, ladies and gentlemen, Just take a look, and you decide, please. He's a liar. He doesn't have anything to do with the production of it. He's there as a controller of debate that might erupt around Dylan Avery as they promote the Bush-Cheney-Rumsfeld angle here. And it's a Bush-Cheney-Rumsfeld angle, yes. So what I have to say is basically that these people are Zionist deniers. They say the Jews have no involvement, the criminal Jews have no involvement in 9/11 or in our banking system or in control of the country. They are limiting any negative exposure of Zionism and the criminal elements in our country. And so essentially, ladies and gentlemen, the goal here, the goal for these people is to lead you down the wrong path. Now, it wasn't successful in my view. However, there are people who will buy hook, line, and sinker the kinds of stupidities that were coming out of John Stadtmiller's mouth yesterday. Now, this guy Stadtmiller says that I was fired from his network. Everyone knows that that's not true. Anybody who's been listening to me for a long time knows there are audio files of me the day I quit. I was supposed to do a two-hour program, and I quit after 15 minutes because he was supporting white supremacy on his radio network, and I was offended by it, and I didn't want any part of it. And I got right on the airwaves and quit on him. That's a part of the public record. But now he's spun it into his own lie and said he fired me, which it's a bold-faced lie. But it's typical of what Stadtmiller does. And he's a liar. And I have nothing but contempt for this man. He's probably, after Alex Jones, the most vomitous man in this movement. And he needs to be upstaged as powerfully as Alex Jones needs to be. We need to turn away from cretins like him. Now, there are people on that network that have some truthful things to say. The Bolin interview that we did with Eric Hufschmidt on RBN was not placed up on the archives. It was hard-hitting stuff. We came right out and didn't pull any punches. Of course, every other file ever done on RBN is on their archives. This one is not. One need wonder why. That's not surprising because the last time Eric did a show with Christopher Bolin on RBN, a good segment, a good last part of it when they were just getting into some very serious issues was cut off. No surprises. These are not mistakes, guys. They're not errors. This is to be expected from these people. RBN is working for the bad guys. Carl Schwartz, this lying obfuscator who's been financed by Deborah Simon, who has claimed time and time again that he's a big business owner named of a company called Pathmos, when the company has no employees, has nothing to speak of. I don't even know if this guy's got a business plan. And one of the things Stadtmiller said last night, did you read Carl Schwartz's book? Well, I'm one person who tried. Can you imagine this? I had two copies of this book. I couldn't get past page 30. It was the most poorly written book I have ever seen in my entire life. There were problems in his syntax, in his you couldn't follow his thought. You couldn't follow from paragraph to paragraph what he was trying to tell you. It looked like some of it was stolen right out of documents and cut and pasted into this thing. Parts of it were just complete nonsense. That book ended up in my heating system because I can burn wood at my house, so I threw these 600-page full-of-nonsense books into a fireplace. Another person who tried to read it, a PhD with military background, Karen Kwiatkowski, said it was the poorest written book she'd ever seen of somebody who claims to be an author. She said it was painful to try and read, and she could not read it either. Yeah. I know no one who's ever been able to get through that book because to read it would be like reading riddles. Now, when he was writing under the pseudonym of John Carlson, and when he does write under his own name, you get an idea of just how nonsensical this man's writing skills are. I think he's probably got a serious problem with dyslexia or something like that. Now, that doesn't mean he's a dummy. The guy's not a dummy. He's a grifter. Now, they've put him to work over there at RBN, and they've also put him to work in other venues, and he's been hired by this Zionist representative, Deborah Simon, who's also the person that's been sharing her monies with the loose change people, and she's probably responsible for flying this kid Bemis around to all these events and sitting beside this kid that can't speak on his own. Why? Because he gets torn apart every time he does. So this guy comes in, he's all measured, he's an attack dog, he just goes after you, he goes for the throat, and when I was listening to what they were trying to do last night with Stattmiller setting him up, talking over Eric, and then having this guy go in for the kill, I was enraged because, Eric's gentlemanly, he really is, he tries to speak to everybody with a measured tone. And because he is like that, they just didn't ever, let him get his word in. They just wouldn't let him. And they just had a bashing fest on him. That would not have happened with me on the radio because I am not I'm not as polite as Eric. And that, I got to admit, Eric has a lot more manners when it comes to giving people their say. But that being said, all this stuff that's going on right now, we need to stop focusing on the criminals and look at the real crooks. Now, the criminals right now are, of course, the leadership of this Zionist conspiracy. But the crooks that we are dealing with on a day-to-day basis are the Stattmillers and the Alex Joneses and the loose change people and the Amy Goodmans and the Alan Franken and all of these other crooks. From the left and the right, which is just a fake paradigm. This is no left, no right. They own both sides, ladies and gentlemen. They start these fights on their own. These people are involved in the white supremacy movements. They are also involved in the KKK formation. They're involved. They were involved in all of this stuff. They in French you call it foutre de merde. They like to start a bunch of crap all the time. Why? Because out of anarchy, they can split people apart from each other. They can destroy the cohesion of a group, or they can pit one group against another. And when they're successful at doing this, which they generally are, people, rather than communicating with each other on how to solve the problems being caused by this criminal group, end up fighting amongst each other and never get to the point where they're fighting against the bad guys. So my recommendation is to turn from these people. People have been making CDs of the shows we've done. There are places on the internet where every archive is available. Cobble some together and start passing them out to friends and family or even in the streets. People need to hear this stuff. They need to know the truth. We've got about 25% of America who are sure that Zionists are behind the crimes in the world. We've got to get that up a little higher. That doesn't mean we need 50% actually doing something, but in order to have this whole battle really take a turn in our favor, we've got to start commanding large numbers of people who know the truth. Now, there are opinion makers that listen to the French Connection, very well-educated people. This is a rather well informed group that sits through these. Some of them are rather difficult at times, I'm sure, but they're informational sessions that we have together. And by and large, ladies and gentlemen, you're well educated, you're well informed, and you're fighters. And you've been able to train yourself to see through deception. How do I know that? Well, our numbers, they rest at 10,000, and we get the same returning stuff. I had a guy write to me. I'll even go to what he wrote because it's really quite remarkable. I just got it today, and I even read it to my wife, and I was impressed that that's the effect we have. Because, look, we don't get everything right, but if I don't, I'll certainly do a mea culpa. And I would hope that the things we end up talking about on this program, if you find a mistake in my presentation, you bring it to my attention. please. Comes from a guy named Lindsay. I won't say his last name, but Lindsay. Said to Mr. Smith, a short time ago I sent you an email in regards to an article you posted on your website. And at the time I accused you of being just another advertising for profit site with little sustenance. You eloquently informed me that you were not for profit, and that I was delighted to actually receive a response from you in any form. This is to send you a heartfelt apology for my accusation and an earnest respect for your personal dedication in the search for the truth. That's the first paragraph. It goes on to say some other things. But we're getting converts every day. People are finding out that Alex Jones only just began speaking a little bit about Zionism because we forced him to. He does not want to lose his listenership, which he is losing them. He's losing the battle for the truth. So he's going to give out some of the stuff we've already put out as his own and say, look, I talk about Zionism. No, he doesn't. Man's been around for 13 years, 14 years. He knows the truth. He knows the facts. He doesn't put it out on purpose, ladies and gentlemen. Make no mistake about it. This man is a controller of information. He is a person who wants you to sit like a Pavlovian shocked dog, cowering in the center of your home, saying, oh my God, the German death cults are coming. That's what he wants. The Mexicans are going to take you. They're going to bankrupt us with these roads. What he does is he wants to paralyze you with the fear of the future. And I'm here to tell you, we're winning this, and we are going to win this. There's just no way, with what we know today and the things that are happening in this world and the way people are waking up, that we are going to lose. Now, it's going to take a lot more time than many of you believe. It's not a week, a month, or even a year. This may not even happen in my or your lifetime. But the genie is out of the bottle. We have all become pickles, ladies and gentlemen. We were cucumbers, now you are all pickles. You know the truth. And guess what? Once you're a pickle, never a cucumber again. And we will be spreading these words throughout the world, throughout the European continent and the African continent and the Asian continent. And the world will know what Zionism has done and what the Jews have done. And the supporters of this Jewish community, from the Jewish community, need to get right with the crimes of their own brethren. They need to turn on them. They need to tell on them. They need to join us in supporting us. Let us do the investigating. Stand back and give us your support. Help us to flesh out all of these criminal gangs and share with us what you do know. But you cannot be a part of the 9/11 investigation because 7 out of 10 of you, or even 8 out of 10 of you, are just bold-faced liars and obfuscators. Simply. Funny how all of them are Jewish that have been doing the investigating of 9/11, isn't it? Dancing Israelis, 200 of them arrested, art students, and Silverstein owning the building, getting the money with Louder, and Israeli-owned company as the security people at Logan and at Newark. Top echelons of the Pentagon who were involved in all this were all controlled by Jewish elements, Douglas Faith and Scooter Libby and many others. Ladine, criminal who gave the false NIDER document. Oh, guys, pay attention for once. Not you. I mean, you guys have been listening, but you new people who are going to hear this for the first time or just come here, you got to turn to. This stuff has to be shown to your friends and family. We've got the stuff on the website. Show them, please. Anyway, so a little blurb for you guys, because I after hearing what Stadtmiller said last night, this cretinous dog, this liar, this guy. Ask next time you call up Stadtmiller, ask him who is American Capital Insurance and why are they paying his phone bills out of Houston, and why is it just a P.O. box, American Capital Insurance? Good gravy. They called me over here. I've talked to you guys about that before. Yeah. Anyway, it's a bad guy. And needless to say, I won't be calling his network, even though Mike Piper's working over there and Bolin is working over there. I just have no need for him. What I'd like to see is that place fail, because it needs to fail. It needs to fail because they're criminals. And, the fact is, if you think that John Stadtmiller resembles in any way what he's like on the radio personally, you could not be more wrong about anything. Ask anyone who's spoken to him privately. He is an SOB of the likes of which I have never met in my life. He's a cretin. And this guy, Schwartz, the guy that wrote, I'm throwing knives at my brother, and I've been a multiple arrested guy in New York and all that stuff's not true. I was arrested over decades ago in New York one time, and out drinking and carousing in the streets, and I got arrested for it, and that's fine. But the point I'm trying to make here is that the stuff that they wrote was not true. Much of it was exaggeration, much of it was out of context, and much of it was just bold-faced crap. And, of course, he spread that around to Wing TV, Muff Kafka over there, Scott Muff Kafka. And as it turned out, interestingly enough, people don't care much about that. What they care about the most is, did you do the right research, and can I prove it? Can I see it? Can I show it? Does it pan out? Is it something I can check over again and see if it makes sense? Are there other people that have similar takes on things? Are there documents for it? Are there people who have been able to debate these points in open forums? Can we suss out this information? And when you start looking at the breadth and width of our arguments, they've been through this process. They've been through the process. So, yep. I'm just some guy fighting with all my heart and soul to save this world from these horrible monsters. And we need you to do the same thing, too. We need you to do the same thing, too. So, until the next broadcast, and there were going to be a few interviews next week, some of them probably going to be surprising, others informative, and others just plain like the one you just went through, but with some different information. Anyway, my name is Daryl Bradford Smith. IamTheWitness.com is the website. Be well, ladies and gentlemen. Bye-bye now.